Hello, I'm Karen Madoran from Logan. The Great Plains is its own eco-niche with distinctive plants, mammals, birds, weather, and history that constantly evolve. Its human population is as dynamic as its unique characteristics. Those of us whose families have lived here for generations understand the world Willa Cather describes in My Antonia. Our loved ones lived her stories. When we read them, we wonder how we got where we are today. I think of my Volga German family migrating from Russia in the late 1880s to settle Rush County, Kansas. They spent their first winter in a dugout similar to the Schmertes. They didn't speak English and bought bananas from an enterprising salesman like Krajic. In innocence, they ate fruit, peel and all, a story that still entertains our family reunions. Like Antonia's family, they lost loved ones. When twin babies died soon after they'd established their farm, our great-grandmother put their bodies in the icy dugout and walked several counties west during winter. She told her husband, who labored on the Union Pacific, that their infants died. He returned to carve graves in frozen earth. My grandmother, those dead babies' sister, spoke only German until she started school. She told her grandchildren about the teacher who smacked hands with rulers when immigrant children didn't speak English. Grandma's own children grew up understanding aunts and uncles speaking their native language, though the kids didn't speak it. By the third generation, none of us spoke German unless we learned it in school. Though they never spoke fluently, my father and his siblings had a hint of German accent that increased as they aged. I didn't know Onkel wasn't the correct pronunciation for uncle until I went to school. Unlike immigrant families that clung to traditional customs and food, my grandmother ached to be fully American. I grew up eating fried chicken and roast beef at her table. Within two generations of arriving in America, our family had lost its native language and food traditions. I didn't know about beer rocks, galuskis, dumpling soup, spitzbuben, and cheese pocket until I moved to Ellis County, a Volga German settlement. In short time, I bought every local cookbook I put my hands on until I learned to prepare traditional foods. Then I made sure our daughters could cook them too. What I learned watching my dad's relatives is that it takes three generations to assimilate into a new culture. We see the first two generations of this process in My Antonia. Families must make a concerted effort to keep customs alive, or they lose what makes them distinctive. There's room enough in this land of vast horizons for people to hold on to old traditions and share them with others.
Ten 10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.